Alana, before we talk about the music at the Cedar Commissions, that each artist is commissioned means each receives a stipend to spend up to 6 months working on something new. That's got to have an effect on the work that's eventually created.
I hear from a lot of our artists that the commission really lets them stretch in ways that they wouldn't otherwise be able to. And that's really the thing that's most potent about this opportunity. It's that idea of getting to take an idea that you've had for maybe years and translate it into something real and flesh it out to its furthest possible potential. Joe Callan's piece, Serious Glee, is a really interesting example of that because it's a song cycle, it is a piece of new music, but then it also is combining in puppetry and projections all to examine these questions about identity and taking risks in public. And so there's going to be projection design that's being mapped onto mannequins on stage and giant puppets that are dancing alongside the music. One piece of promo text that I really like from Joe says, expect optometrists, cowboy landlords, and a weirdly encouraging tall person. So I feel this idea of a surreal, darkly fun atmosphere where music and puppetry and projections collide is something you can expect from their piece.
If I could treat myself for something else, I would do it, I would do it, I would do it. If I could treat myself, I'd disappear. I'd let you do it. Ain't no material, the glass half full.
We're speaking with Alana Horton of the Cedar Cultural Center about the Cedar Commissions, Friday and Saturday night, February 1st and 2nd. You were saying that artistic stretching is what goes on at the Cedar Commissions. And there's someone named Tarek who is finding the points of convergence between Palestinian wedding music and jazz. And that's really the basis of Tarek's composition.
Tarek is performing a piece called Authenticity and Identity. And I think it's a stretch for him in a lot of ways. First, as a drummer, this is one of the first projects where he's kind of taking hold of a whole composition and group to create something that really is his in a really meaningful way. And then he's also exploring some concepts that relate to his own musical and personal background that are inspired by his mixed cultural heritage, but trying to find a place where those musical ideas can live outside of the confines of genre and tradition. How do we find a place where authenticity isn't the defining factor of our identity or our musical identities? How, as artists, are there spaces to create new frontiers, whether that's in jazz or these Palestinian rhythms? And that even goes for Tarek. He's thinking about how that applies in food and other art frontiers as well, of this question of how much does tradition define what we're doing in the future and what something is called or defined as. Alana, you were saying that an artist named Kashi Mana is stretching in the direction of social commentary. Kashi Mana has created a piece called Phantom Cries, which is really about exposing some of the true trials of pregnancy and conception, labor, birth, and becoming a mother, both based on her personal experiences as a woman of color, and then talking to many other mothers through the internet and in person. So she's created a song cycle focused on the emotions of the experience of becoming a mother. And then her goal is that the songs are also doing the work of shedding light on increasing maternal and infant mortality rates, especially among women of color in the United States. So it's personal emotional exploration. And in talking to her about the piece, she really feels responsible for these songs doing the work of giving voice to the voiceless and encouraging difficult conversations and real action.
Go to sleep. Oh, honey buddy, you're my little one. Go to sleep. Oh, honey buddy, there's another young. Go to sleep. Oh, honey buddy, you look so far gone. Oh, honey buddy, I am just so done. Please go to sleep, sleep, sleep. Close your eyes, my love. Go to sleep, sleep, sleep.
Go to sleep, sleep, sleep. Go to sleep.
Oh, honey bunny, will I get this right? Oh, honey bunny, I'm so sleep deprived. Oh, honey bunny, I have cried and cried. Oh, honey bunny, how will I survive? With no sleep, sleep, sleep. Close your eyes, my love. Go to sleep, sleep, sleep.
Go to sleep, sleep, sleep. Go to sleep.
Oh, honey bunny, it's another day. Oh, honey bunny, how you finally lay. Oh, honey, I hope sleep has come to stay. But oh, honey, 8 minutes is not okay. We will sleep.
The Cedar Commission shows take place at the Cedar Cultural Center in Minneapolis, 7:30 till 10:30, Friday and Saturday, February 1st and 2nd. Friday's performers are Tariq Abdul-Kadar, Antoine Martineau, and Brianna Lane. On Saturday, it will be Yichan Eryaman, Kashimana, and Joe Kellen. For information, the internet address is thecedar.org. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.